This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you hate Donald Trump, you really want to listen to this, because I'm sure you'll agree that if you hate somebody, you want to make sure that your hatred is rooted in things that are real. You know, you've got reasons that you hate Trump. And I'm just going to help you think through some of that just to make sure that you're solid with the reasons that you do hate Trump. And by the way, just to back up before this, I've never seen a more emotional reaction to any, you know, president ever. Well, I don't know. It was pretty bad against Bush, I suppose. But this is worse with Trump in terms of how much hatred people have against him. So I kind of want to help people think through all of that. So let's start with the fact that most people who hate Trump have never met Trump in person. Would you agree with that? Most people haven't, you know, they haven't been hanging around with Donald Trump. They didn't know him professionally and so on. The half of America that hates Donald Trump has, generally speaking, never met him. And if that's the case, then by definition, people who hate Donald Trump have to get their opinions of him from someone else. In other words, if you've never met the man, you're relying on other people's views and other people's reporting in order to form your own opinion. Does that make sense? I think we could all agree on that. It's simple logic, right? So then you got to ask yourself, well, what are your sources of information? And for most people who hate Trump, their sources of information are, of course, the Democrat-controlled media, which is NPR, CNN, New York Times, and so on. And immediately you have to ask yourself, well, are these media sources impartial when they report about Donald Trump as a Republican president? The answer, of course, is no. They're extremely biased. But just saying that isn't enough. Let me back up and ask you, if you hate Donald Trump, would you agree that even in your own life that you've done good things and you've done bad things? And in fact, all of us have. All of us are human. Some people have done a lot more good, and other people have done a lot more bad, but we all have some mixture of good and bad. Now, what would happen if there were a local newspaper in your town or city, and that newspaper, for whatever reason, it's not relevant, hated you, and that newspaper did a bunch of research and found out only all the bad things that you did in your entire life, from the day you were born to today, every bad thing you ever did, and they reported that 24/7. Only the bad side of you. Do you think that your local townspeople or city people or community, do you think that they would, over time, if this went on for 2 years, let's say, how do you think they would feel about you? If people only read the bad things that you did, and what if that were augmented by things that you actually didn't do, some fibs, some fictions about you that were created in order to destroy you? What if there were a you dossier, let's say, and that somebody out there who hated you so much, they spent a lot of money to have somebody else write up a list of fake accusations against you that your local newspaper ran 24/7 every day, front page every day, what a horrible person you are. Now, my question to you is, would that make people hate you? And the answer is probably yes, as you could tell. But you might say, well, wait a minute, there's a good side to me. I do more good than bad, let's say. Or what about all these other amazing things that I've done? What about all these people I've helped? What about all these good decisions I made? Well, the newspaper decided it's not going to report those. So no one gets to see the good side of you. And since most people haven't met you in person, they're relying on the newspaper. Now, obviously, this metaphor is designed to invite you to at least consider the possibility that this is what's been happening to you in the context of Donald Trump. In other words, you might be subjected to all this negativity about Donald Trump, even though there's another side of the story that you've never heard, that you've never seen, and you've never met Donald Trump in person, so you don't know. Is this a possibility? You should consider this as a possibility, and here's why. Every Republican that gets elected to office is immediately branded a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, and whatever else by the mainstream media. It happens like clockwork. Reagan, Bush, another Bush, and then, of course, Donald Trump. At the same time, every Democrat that gets into office is repeatedly branded a saint. Look at the reporting on Obama. You know, we talked about this example of what if your local newspaper reported nothing but negative news about you year after year? Well, let's flip that around. What if your local newspaper reported nothing but positive news about you year after year? Pretty soon, everybody in your town would begin to see you as a saint, wouldn't they? What if they called you a genius, even if you weren't? What if they said that your ideas were helping people and bringing racial unity to the country and boosting the economy and preventing world war and all these things? Pretty soon, everybody in the town would begin to think you were a pretty awesome person, especially if the newspaper didn't report any negative news about you. Well, that's what the media did with Obama for 8 years. Never reported anything negative. It was selectively positive reporting. In fact, many of the things that the press leaps on for Donald Trump, such as him saying that, well, allegedly saying that Haiti was a shithole, trying not to say the actual word, an S-hole. Well, Obama said that, I believe it was Mexico is a hellhole, and many other things. What about when Obama was caught on a hot mic telling the Vladimir Putin minister guy, I forgot his name, that after the election of 2012, that Obama would have more flexibility to disarm America's nuclear arsenal. Well, can you imagine if Trump said that and was caught on a hot mic? What would the reporting be by the mainstream media? That Trump surrenders to Russia. Trump is colluding with Russia, right? So you see, there's a gross double standard. You have been subjected to 8 years of positive programming about Obama, and now about 2 years, or maybe a little bit more, of negative programming concerning Donald Trump. In neither case have you been given the other side of the story. For example, the mainstream media hasn't told you that Obama laundered money internationally and delivered it on cargo planes to Iran to fund their nuclear arms program so that Iran could nuke Israel. That's just one example. There are numerous other examples that Obama approved Operation Fast and Furious, carried out by Eric Holder, the former attorney general, that allowed guns to be put into the hands of Mexican drug cartels so that those guns would find their way back across the border into the United States and be used in murders that could then be blamed on guns so that Obama could call for gun control. If you haven't been reading the independent media, you may not have ever heard that. In fact, the mainstream media is so distorted that they would report, remember when Hillary Clinton practically collapsed walking up those stairs and she had to be helped by two men, two bodyguards, had to basically grab her by her two arms and carry her up those stairs. The media would report, Hillary Clinton helps two men up the stairs. That's how biased the mainstream media is. They have no ties to reality. And as such, I think you have to start to question your hatred for someone you've never met. And why is this pattern of hatred so consistent? It's always a Republican that's given hate. It's always the Democrat president that's given love and worship and sainthood. Why is this pattern 100% consistent in recent memory? Because this is what the media does. Keep in mind that Donald Trump, before he started to run for office, he was never accused of being a racist. Isn't that interesting? There were never any headline stories about Donald Trump being a racist or being a homophobe or being a sexist before he announced his run for the presidency. But the minute he announced his run as a Republican, all of a sudden the press said, oh my gosh, this guy is a racist, sexist, homophobe. And they didn't report all the women in his organization that have leadership positions, that have very high salaries. They didn't report all the non-white people that he works with in his organizations, or how he funded, in fact, an emergency medicine trip to Haiti for doctors to help treat blindness in citizens of Haiti. The media never reported that. So is it possible that you've been given such a distorted view that you've been lied to, essentially, about who Trump really is? You've been lied to about who Obama is. You've been lied to about who Hillary Clinton is. Only when you accept that possibility and begin to look at the other side of the story can you really be honest with yourself that your opinion is rooted in reality or truth. If you get your opinions spoon-fed to you by late-night comedy or the mainstream media, or used to be mainstream, it's now legacy media, then all you are is sort of a puppet who regurgitates lies and propaganda that are spoon-fed to you by institutions that have as their mission to destroy Trump. Their mission is not to do honest, accurate reporting. Their mission is to destroy Trump while hailing all Democrats as gods and saints. And if you have fallen for it, it might be time to rethink where you're getting your information, how you're forming your conclusions. After all, if you're going to hate somebody, you should hate them for a real reason, not a fake reason. You should know who you're hating and why you're actually hating them. Does that make sense? And most of all, you shouldn't hate people until you're absolutely convinced through multiple sources and most likely firsthand sources that they are a person worth hating, that they've never done any good, that they're destroying things and so on. I think if you take an honest look at Trump, you'll find that he's actually a good person at heart. He's blunt, no doubt about it. He's blunt. He doesn't have excuses. He's not someone who is, he doesn't beat around the bush. And that rubs people the wrong way many times. His policies have generated incredible economic abundance already in such a short time. So many companies raising wages and handing out bonuses and moving factories to America. That's because Trump actually, in his heart, he loves America. You may not like his style, but he's not a bad person. He's trying to do the right thing for this country, and he's getting lied about by the mainstream media. Don't fall for those lies. Make sure that if you're going to hate someone or love someone, that you are doing so based on accurate information and not propaganda. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read trump.news, the website that I publish, trump.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.